Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour on radio. In fact, it is the most delicious hour on radio, as you hear us every Saturday at 4 p.m. on KNST, AM 790. And whether you're listening to us on the radio right now, maybe you're one of those who listens to us religiously every Saturday at 4 on our website, which is www.onthemenulive.com. Perhaps you're one of the millions that streams live worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. I am so touched, fellow foodies, that you've decided to tune in. Now, let me tell you what. You are in for a treat because we are going to be almost literally swimming in the freshest extra virgin olive oil, in the most beautifully velvety smooth and beautifully rich aged balsamic vinegar. Some of the most thoughtful and intentional aged and fresh artisan cheeses are here on parade, fellow foodies, on our broadcast now at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza. And indeed, of course, that's on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. And we are having a great time. Tom and Nancy Alfonso have rolled out the red carpet for you to come on in here, enjoy all the wonderful, the nectar of the gods, as we say. There are over, well, almost nearly 30 olive oils. There are over 30 balsamic vinegars, nearly 35 artisan cheeses all here for you to try. Now, look, our celebrity co-host has come back. He hasn't been on the show for a while. We sort of get twitchy when he hasn't been on for a while because we love engaging this very incredible man on stories about wonderful things going on in the culinary and cocktail circuit. Does he have the gifted hands of a chef? Yes. Does he have the gifted hands of a surgeon? Indeed he does. Right here, celebrity co-host Dr. Todd Case is in the house. Todd, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well, Matt. Thanks for having me back again. It's always a pleasure.
And Happy New Year to you and the Case family. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Likewise. Well, we missed you last week.
Last week. You had to bring that up, didn't you?
I had to bring it
up.
You
know, for any of our first-time listeners that are saying, what does Russell mean by that? Yes, indeed, Todd Case, Dr. Todd Case, the hat that he wears when he's a practicing physician. He is a cosmetic surgeon to the stars right here in Southern Arizona. He runs a great place called Profiles Cosmetic Surgery and Skincare. This is the place that we want everybody to go if they're thinking about, you know, doing something for themselves in the new year, doing something, you know, they work so hard. They've always thought about this tummy thing or this breast thing or this eyelid thing. Go see Dr. Todd Case. So we're going to talk a little bit about what Todd meant about last week because that's on the chef side. But talk about Profiles. How's business in the new year?
Business has been very, very good. Probably starting about, really picked up quite a bit going into the holidays back in November.
And really?
Just carrying through. So that's wonderful for Tucson.
I would imagine, Dr. Case, that this is a busy time for cosmetic surgeons because does it fall kind of under the banner of New Year's resolutions, the kinds of things that people have thought about? I'm finally going to see Dr. Case and talk to him about that job, that lift, that tuck. It's got to be a resolution for many men and women.
Absolutely. Lots of people across the country, and Tucson's no different, want to lose weight as one of their big New Year's resolutions. And certainly when they lose weight, they have a lot of extra skin and want to get that taken care of.
It's interesting you bring up that particular procedure because some people think that weight loss is sort of the single bullet. You know, all I got to do is cut the weight, and I'm back in the bikini, and on the beach I go. No, 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 Todd Case says. That's a wonderful thing to applaud and honor the commitment that they make to take off the weight, but especially if you've got a significant amount of weight to lose, you're going to have some skin hanging around.
All right, well, then you have to reward yourself by getting rid of that loose skin because of all the hard work you did to get the weight off.
And you know what? Isn't cosmetic surgery really about rewarding yourself for the hard work that you do? I mean, this is really something that people really are beginning to learn. You know, it's a lot easier than people think. They come in, they engage you in conversation. A lot of people might, be scared or have this fear. But no, you make it all easy. You make it all, understandable.
Sure. Well, we want to put it into terms that people understand so they can make an educated decision about what they want to do or what their options are. And so, we try to do that, try to teach patients what's available and how it works and what it takes to get through this ordeal.
That's great. So Profiles, Cosmetic Surgery and Skincare, where exactly are you located, Doctor?
We're at the corner of Swan and Camp Lowell in the Swan Corporate Center.
And how can people find you?
www.drtoddcase.com.
Dr. Todd, T-O-D-D, Case, C-A-S-E, drtoddcase.com. Okay, so as I say, it takes the gifted hands of a surgeon to mean gifted hands of a chef. And you in your own right, I was telling Tom Alfonso right before the show started that you're probably the most credentialed and well-respected home chefs that I've ever encountered. And those are big words, Todd Case.
Those are.
Is there anything to the fact that a gifted surgeon, I mean, are there any sort of tools and techniques and tips that you use in the operating room that you would also use in the kitchen?
Other than just trying to use the knife appropriately so you don't cut your fingertips off and things like that. I think it's just the dedication of trying to get it right in the kitchen, just as you do in the operating room.
Exactly. So in the kitchen, some of our listeners might remember, sometimes when you get creative in the kitchen, you like to tease me. So I will get these random texts, Cooking with the Cases, under the title of Cooking with the Cases, and you're teasing me with these multi-course meals that you are preparing, and it just happened a few days ago. How did you begin to approach this magnificent menu that you were putting together at the Case home?
Well, we decided to do a Spanish night probably about 3 days prior to when we did it. So it was a little bit fast and furious. I've done the paella on the grill in the past, so kind of centered it around that to make paella again and
beautiful.
Try to get some folks together to experience that. And then we tried to figure out, well, what do you pair it with? And
right.
So went from there and came up with a Spanish Caesar salad using a little bit more of an orange-flavored Caesar dressing.
Beautiful.
With Marcona almonds. We did some appetizers. We did endive with, instead of Valencia oranges, because couldn't find Valencia oranges
right.
in Tucson in January, use the Caracara orange instead.
The Caracara orange. All right, I'm fascinated by this because you sent me a picture of this orange.
Right.
And I have to say, my wife and I had plans, and we were not able to come to the Case's home. But with every picture you texted me, we began to revisit and reevaluate our plans that evening. My wife was going crazy saying, why are we doing this? We need to go to the Case's. I saw a picture of this Caracara orange, and I was blown away. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Likewise, I figured I would give it a try. I saw them. I said, this looks good. It's a pink-colored orange, and it tastes just like an orange, but it looks like a grapefruit.
It really does.
It tastes like a navel orange. It looks like, you know.
So you've got this, and it looks exactly like a grapefruit, and the first thing that you're going to think you're going to bite into this beautiful nectar, and it's going to be that sort of that tart sourness of a grapefruit, but it's a wonderfully sweet orange.
Yeah, it tastes like a navel orange. The outside looks like a navel orange. The inside's pink.
And you incorporated the juice of that orange into the salad dressing for the Caesar?
I did.
How'd that work?
Some of the zest as well, and it gave it a nice orange flavor. Just lightly tossed the salad with the dressing so we didn't try to overdress the salad, and always something I'm worried about doing. And so
right.
The people that were there felt that it was dressed appropriately, which was great. I always appreciate that.
Everything and everyone is always dressed appropriately. The Case House, looking to say for the record. You know, your beautiful wife Carla is right here in the house. You know, your daughter Alex is here. I mean, they've come out to support you in this celebrity co-host moment. How'd the paella turn out on the grill?
It was phenomenal.
Wow.
It was excellent. And we'll do it again sometime when you can join us.
Yes. I want to do that exact menu that you did a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to have my agent send you my calendar for the next few months, and I've got a big smile here from our loyal listener number one, Mike Tyree, has actually shown up for this broadcast as he does so many times, and he's sitting there smiling because he sees Todd pulling up the very pictures that were sent to me. Oh, so he actually has a Spanish dinner menu, assorted Spanish tapas, dos quecos, quesos, manchego, and ibérica, grape trio, dried fruit, assorted nuts, Spanish toast with tomato, and divas Valencia, grilled scallops with avocado relish, and Spanish ensalada de Caesar. I can't take it anymore. Unbelievable. That's how Chef Todd Case and Dr. Todd Case roll. So what's been fascinating you on the food and beverage scene around town? We got about 30 seconds before we go.
Well, I'd say that there's quite a few new restaurants opened downtown, and I'm anxious to give each and every one of those a whirl. Haven't been able to quite make that yet. That's kind of where my focus has been, trying to get down there and try some of the different ones.
Great. Well, they're going to see you coming. They got to up their game if Todd Case is in the house. Anyway, Todd, thanks for hanging out with
Absolutely.
Us for the hour. Always a pleasure having you on the show.
Likewise.
We're going to take
here.
A quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be breaking news because some things are happening here in St. Philip's Plaza, brought to you by the guys from Union Public House. And you don't want to miss any of this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour right here at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in the middle of St. Phillips Plaza, southeast corner of River and Campbell, one of my favorite and most delicious intersections in all of the Southwest. I'm sitting here with my good friend and celebrity co-host for the full hour, Dr. Todd Case from Profiles Cosmetic Surgery and Skincare. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I mean, we're still salivating over the menu items from the Case dinner a couple of nights ago.
You won't have to eat tonight.
Where are the leftovers?
Oh, good. Yeah. They're gone.
I see you didn't bring any goodies.
Well, you know, it's the house rule is that if there's leftovers, we don't invite you back.
That's right. Well, speaking of bringing the goodies, there's a couple of guys in this community that continue to bring the goods day in and day out at one of our favorite places right here in St. Philip Plaza. It's Union Public House. And if one isn't enough, there's something that these guys have up their sleeve that we're going to be talking about on the horizon from Union Public House. Steve Stratigoulias and Grant Krueger in the house. What's up, guys?
How's it going, Matt?
Doing great. Let me just say, Happy New Year. Congratulations for your amazing success at Union Public House.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. We're just fortunate to be here at River and Campbell. We love the intersection. We love St. Philip's Plaza. And we're excited for the opportunities that are coming in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something going on at Union. Of course, Wednesday, for some reason, happens to be my favorite day of the week at Union. Steve, why do you think that is?
Whiskey Wednesday, Matt.
What a coincidence.
People love their whiskey, scotches, bourbons, and when you can get the full menu 50% off, it gives the connoisseurs the opportunity to taste and sample stuff that they've never and keep going. You start to see more of that as we've been doing this longer now.
Todd just called us connoisseurs, Todd.
I like that.
I need to step a little straighter. I'm a connoisseur now.
I enjoyed my scotch, but I didn't know they had Whiskey Wednesday. So now I'm enlightened.
Every Wednesday, and I want to make sure that all of our fellow foodie listeners understand, every Wednesday, every whiskey.
Every whiskey, scotch, and bourbon.
From the bottom, not to suggest that there's anything in the bottom of the line, but from one side of the spectrum to the other, every whiskey half off.
Every whiskey.
From your
Jim Beam Well all the way up to your Glenlivet 25, your Naduras, we have it all covered.
And are you still doing that gorgeous ice ball that we talked about a while ago, where it's this almost, you know, handcrafted ball of ice that almost takes hours to melt away to keep that whiskey at prime condition? Is that ice ball still rocking the house over there at Union?
Absolutely. It's a real popular treat for our guests as well to sit out there on the patio and enjoy a fine single malt scotch on the rock out there. And it's a really wonderful experience. And Wednesdays have become one of our strongest days of the week for sure.
On the rock. That's how I like to roll when I'm over at Union. I want my whiskey on the rock.
Rock.
That's the way
singular.
We do it. Right. Singular. Because there's only one. There's only room for one. The thing is huge, like a softball in the glass, and it melts so slowly. And that really is the design.
It is the design.
To keep the dilution factor at more approachable levels.
Keep it cold, but not lose the flavor and lose the taste.
Exactly.
That's the important part.
So you guys have had a great year at Union Public House. We just love everything you guys are doing behind the bar and in the kitchen. But there's no, you know, rest for the weary. You guys have always got something up your sleeve. I want you to talk about something that you have going on this year in St. Philip's Plaza that's going to expand this group of restaurants that you've put together. What's going on this year, Grant?
Well, we've got a really exciting project coming up in 2014, Matt. We've been fortunate enough to get the lease for the Vivace restaurant space, as you guys have probably heard, and it just came out in the paper a couple days ago that Dan Scordato is moving his famous Vivace restaurant to the Anthony's and the Catalina location.
Right.
And while we were certainly sad to see him go as both a friend and really a restaurant mentor of mine and an idol of mine over the years, we wish him the best of success up there. It's a fantastic spot with a great view. And he's leaving behind for us a wonderfully fantastic restaurant space that's housed only two restaurants over the last 27 years with both Vivace and Cafe Terracotta. And so we're excited for the opportunity to take over the space and to transform it into a concept that we're going to call Reforma, which will be a Mexico City, Central Mexico-themed restaurant, a full-scratch Mexican kitchen. We plan on buying our own corn, grinding it down, wet milling it, making our own masa in-house. We'll make all our own tortillas in-house. I envision 150 different types of tequilas and artisanal mezcals. It should be something really fantastic. We're
wet
excited.
Wet milling your corn in-house.
That is correct.
I challenge, Todd Case, any other restaurant to say, well, we wet mill our own. I don't even know what that means. And I'm absolutely, that sounds spectacular.
Thank you. We love a full-scratch kitchen at Union Public House. We bake all our own breads. We use our own grind for the beef. We make all our own doughs in-house every day. We make every dressing, every sauce, every soup. Everything we make here is in-house. And so we wanted to continue that, but in the Mexican tradition. And I think it's tough in Tucson. Sometimes people say, Mexican restaurant. There's so many mom-and-pop Sonoran restaurants out there, and it's true, there is. But what we're going to do is something a little bit different over here. We're really going to make everything that we can in this restaurant in-house. We're going to bring more of a southern central Mexico flavor to this that I think will be something along the lines of Cafe Poca Cosa.
Right, great.
You know, but on the north side with
on my side of town.
Yeah, with a more attractive patio and really a a wonderful restaurant experience that we think will complement and enhance everyone's experience at St. Phillips Plaza.
Yeah, I'm glad you talked sort of about the distinguishing factors between sort of that Mexico City style and that Sonoran style. I mean, that's almost like comparing, you know, Southern barbecue to, you know, Eastern barbecue. They're worlds apart, so you're really giving people the opportunity to try this kind of cuisine in a different way, and you are really bringing this to at the right time of year. Reforma, when are you going to be opening up your doors?
Well, that's always a sticky question when it comes
to live radio.
I'd love to get pinned down on this one over here. But I think we're looking at a 5 or 6 month construction process from start to finish. We're going to take out every door, every window, the floors, the ceiling. It'll be a complete new front of house. We're going to need to do some pretty heavy modifications to the kitchen to reach a production facility to do all of our own baking needs and, you know, all of these tortilla production in-house. Nothing like that exists. And, of course, the current kitchen. So we're figuring 6 months, hoping for a mid-September opening, which it should be great, right around the time the weather breaks. I'd love to do live music here in this courtyard again. Last fall, we started working again with the Tucson Jazz Society to bring back the jazz concerts in St. Phillips Plaza, and I think we're just scratching at the surface there, man. I think there's a lot of opportunity for live music in Tucson and not a lot of venues like St. Phillips Plaza to do it.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's all about creativity with you from the front of the house to the back of the house at Union Public House. We're so excited for Reforma right here in St. Phillips Plaza around September. We've got about another 20 seconds left. Steve, what can we expect out of Union Public House as we get into a busy season?
Well, Whiskey Wednesday will still be, you know, going on, and, you know, we're just looking at changing our menu and keeping it fresh for our guests. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about the people and just, you know, giving them honest American comfort food.
Perfect. Well, you guys are firing on all cylinders. Thanks so much to both of you for everything you've done. Congratulations on your success. We look forward to having you on the show again as we get closer to the opening of Reforma in September.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks, Doctor.
Thanks so much. Thanks, we're going to take another commercial break and thank another couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be sitting down with Tucson's official cheesemonger-in-chief, Tana Fryer. You don't want to miss this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell, deep in the heart of St. Phillips Plaza, here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Dr. Todd Case from Profiles Cosmetic Surgery and Skin Care. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. This is great.
We're talking about olive oil. We're talking about balsamics. We're talking about whiskey. We're talking about Union Public House. We're talking about all the action. This new place called Reforma, which is going to be opening up in September.
I can't wait.
Isn't this one of the most fun intersections in town?
No question.
Well, you know, there's somebody here that contributes to the fun, and I say that personally speaking, because from the moment I met this woman, my life hasn't been the same. And Todd, I can almost guarantee that you are going to have that same experience.
So try to contain your enthusiasm, because
here she is, Tucson's official cheesemonger in chief from Blue, the lovely Tana Fryer. Tana, what's going on?
How are you today?
I'm doing great. You always just have this glow about you. Is it the cheese?
It's the cheese.
What does the cheese do?
You know, it just makes y'all warm all over.
Oh, God. And I thought that was just me.
It's, you know, like fondue. You just can't go wrong.
We love it. You know, we had the chance to meet, I don't know how long ago that was. Year or so ago,
almost a year, yeah.
Where you were had just sort of started in town with Blue, the Cheese Care Program, caring deeply about your cheese, taking time and spending time with your cheese and making sure that it is exquisite for your customers. Fast forward a year, and you are the hottest thing on the cheese street these days. What's the secret of that success?
Well, it's been really fun. You know, we've been working with restaurants, helping them up the cheese game on the cheese boards. It was really fun to read your article on cheese, not cheese boards, but chef boards all over town. And we've been kind of right in the middle of that.
I love it.
Helping everybody up their game, training the staff, helping them understand what's on the board so that they're not just doing that little, what kind of wine do you have? Oh, we have Cabernet Merlot and Chardonnay. Which one would you like? But actually telling people the story about what is this cheese? Where did it come from? Who made it? Why are they making it that way? And then the charcuterie as well. So.
Beautiful. And I say, you know, what an amazing opportunity for both you and Tom and Nancy Alfonso to come sort of together in a common spirit around exactly what you just said, because it's all about a story. And it's all about engaging your patrons in possibilities. And it's not just go get some oil and balsamic at the store. It's go to Alfonso, go to Blue, and talk about cheese.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we really love about being here in Alfonso's is that we have really a similar approach to the food that we're representing. You know, it's not just this chef, but it's about Alethea Swift and what she's doing down at Fiera di Capra. It's what are these single varietal olive oils and who's growing them and when is it being crushed? All that stuff to be able to actually talk about what happened before it got to the store and why you'd want to take it home.
And that matters.
It does.
And that absolutely matters. So new year, everyone's thinking about, you know, new approaches in the kitchen, new tools, tips and techniques. I assume this is a busy time for Blue. And you're right here in Alfonso. Cheese counter is right here. It's open for business, and you guys are busy back there.
We are. It is so much fun to meet all the people here in Tucson who love food. You know, it's one of the things, again, about being here is when people come, they're not looking for just any old olive oil or any old balsamic. They come in here because they really love being in the kitchen and cooking and using the best quality they can get their hands on. So when they come back to the cheese counter, that's just easy. You know, they're already tasting and dreaming about what's for dinner tonight, and so we just get to kind of step in and help make it all happen. Put the bow on it, if you will.
Exactly. You know, and every time I go over to the Case's home, there's always a cheese platter. Cheese is as much a part of the Case experience as anything else, that's really what you want to do. It's an invitation to the evening to put this kind of array out.
Well, sure. It gets you started, you know, gets those taste buds going, gets the, you know, salivation going, gets you a little bit of the flavor of what the meal's going to be.
That's the way it's all about.
And conversation.
Right. And that's really so much a part of that, of the camaraderie and the community around which food and wonderful conversation happens. Now, what are some of the show-stopping cheeses? Now, you've got darn near 35, Tana Fryer.
Yeah.
What are the ones that people are jumping up and down about here at Blue?
Well, you know, it's some of these cheeses are seasonal, and so right now the Rogue River Blue's back in season, and
oh,
so
thank you. Is that the one?
It's a beautiful blue from Oregon, from Rogue Creamery. It's got Syrah grape leaves that have been soaked in pear brandy, wrapped around that, and aged that way. Can't go wrong with that.
Mike Tyree over here is a huge brandy fan. Yeah, he'll take 2 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. We also have a nice small little button that is a cow's milk cheese, organic from Trader's Point in Indiana, and it's an ash-ripened, just beautiful little runny nugget.
Oh, I love it. A beautiful
runny
nugget. Yes, please.
I'll
take
two.
Yeah, it's a beautiful cheese, what they're doing at Trader's Point, all organic, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, and you come into Blue, and you can nibble. Do a little tasting.
Absolutely.
You don't have to sort of take your word for it. You want to do a little taste, a spectrum, just like Tom and Nancy do here with the oils and the balsamics. You want to taste before you buy.
Absolutely. Just about everything that we have in our cheese case is available to taste before you buy. It's just a culinary delight,
So you walk in and you can buy a slice of cheese. You can buy to develop an entire tray.
Absolutely. So one of the things, being able to taste before you buy and then get just the quantity you need, is what makes us unique here in town. There aren't any of those cheeses that are already pre-cut and wrapped and you have to go with, you know, a half a pound of cheese when all you really need is something to finish off your dinner this evening, or you can get, you know, enough for a party at 20 and we'll help you put that together. So
right. We're excited about what you've created here. We're going to have you come on in the second half of the show. We're going to sit down with Tom Alfonso. We're going to put some of your bold words to the test. We're going to do a little cheese pairing with some lovely extra virgin olive oils and some lovely velvety smooth balsamic vinegars.
Yeah, and a little chocolate, too.
And a little – oh, you had to say that. And a little chocolate, Todd Case.
I was just thinking the same thing about that cheese nugget at the beginning and the chocolate truffle at the end.
Beginning, middle, and end is
we're,
right here.
We're going to cover it all.
Perfect. So you don't want to miss any part of the rest of the show whatsoever. We're going to be doing a quick Fox News break, thank a couple sponsors. And when we come back, Tom Alfonso himself is going to sit down. We're going to oil the way it is supposed to be done right here at Alfonso's. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. And we are right here in the arms of luxury Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, having a great time with our celebrity co-host, Dr. Todd Case, staring down artisan cheeses, gourmet olive oils, and especially aged balsamics, and you just need to get a little napkin to wipe with the drool, just a little bit, just a little dab.
I'm just trying to figure out where to start here.
I know, it's only a one-hour show, which is passing. Anyway, before we go on, we always want to announce all of the people with whom we would not be here without. We are the folks that fuel this program. They do it with love, and they do it with support. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Hacienda del Sol, Jerry's Cigars, Entourage Transportation Group, The Wine Inquirer, Landscapes by Turf Tech, and some outfit called Russell Public Communications. And
never heard of them.
Sneak that one in at the last. But anyway, we are here right in the presence of royalty, because every time I walk in, I'm treated like such a star, and I salute my good friend from Alfonso, Tom Alfonso.
Thank you, Matt. How's it going?
It's going great. Always good. Nice to see you. Now, before I forget, the last time you were on the show, you were a celebrity co-host. We were doing the show from Jonathan's Court. We were talking about bourbon because it was National Bourbon Month.
Yes.
And we were talking about a bourbon and balsamic pairing.
Yeah.
Because Tom, in his wisdom, suggested that there has to be a place for balsamic. I actually went home. I never told you this. I went home because I'm a big Manhattan guy, and I wanted to make an Alfonso Manhattan. So I took out some bourbon. I drizzled a little bit of the 18 year old traditional balsamic. Shook that up, strained it, and I'm telling you what, Tom, you nailed it.
See, there you go. I told you.
You don't need sweet vermouth in a Manhattan anymore.
No, you don't.
Why add the extra alcohol? You're looking for that wonderful sweet flavor.
Exactly. You know what really works nice in whiskeys is cinnamon pear balsamic. Now, this is what I'm told.
Of course. So cinnamon pear balsamic in whiskey. All right, well, I'm going to try that in the off season and come back and report on that. Anyway, Tom, you're a busy guy. You had a record-breaking holiday season for Alfonso. I'm so excited for all that you and Nancy have done.
Very busy, very busy, and we're going to be opening our second store on February 13th Oro Valley at Oracle
Fantastic.
And McGee.
Oracle and McGee.
Yep.
So that's over by like where the Metropolitan
Grill is. Right. Trader Joe's is in there. Village Bakehouse. So there's quite a few good stores in there and restaurants, and we're excited.
Well, you guys have nailed location on both ends. I mean, right here at St. Philip Plaza, for all the Northwest folks, they don't have to travel far.
Right. And that's mainly why we moved Northwest also. I mean, we're staying here, and we're doing that to service the Northwest customers. I mean, they'll drive down here, but they some of them, Ina Road's their limit.
Yeah. So. Well, we're excited about the new
Thank
location. Is it going to sort of be the same kind of atmosphere?
It is the same atmosphere. We used all the same color schemes, the same wood flooring, blue. The cheese shop at Alfonso's will be there. So, yes, you're not going to know which store you're in, I guess.
Well, that's, I'm in the world of branding. I mean, you've nailed brand. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's
about. And I love the aesthetic that you've created, especially now that you've brought in blue, because you don't get the sense that you're in sort of this retail mall kind of atmosphere. This is a market. It's almost like a European market.
It is. It's a nice atmosphere. It's homey. I mean, people come in. They're very comfortable. We give them an education. We educate them on the olive oils and balsamics. Tana educates them on the cheese end. So you're really learning about the products themselves, where they come from, how they're produced, and how to select, on our end, a fresh olive oil.
And I talked a little bit in the earlier segment. I mean, you have more olive oils here than you had last time I was in here.
We do. We keep growing.
It's like counting the taps at Union, the beer
right.
taps.
There you go.
You lose count how many olive oils that are here.
I was thinking about that, if I could put them all on taps somehow.
Well, it's as close as you can get to taps.
Exactly.
And that's a good segue, because we want to make sure that our listeners understand, when you buy your olive oil from Alfonso's, you're not buying a bottle that's been sitting on a shelf for 7 months.
Exactly.
You're actually drawing it from one of these stainless steel fusties right before your eyes.
Yes, we're taking it right out of the fusties. We're we rotate the stock in those fusties a lot. We do have a cleaning schedule that we adhere to as part of our ultra premium program. All of our olive oils, they're fresh. That's the whole key behind our olive oils is that they're fresh.
And you can prove to your customers how fresh they are because there's no secrets here. Nope. It's right on the label of the food stick.
It's posted.
What kind of information is there for your customers to see?
We have all our chemistry posted. We have DAGs, which is a measurement of how fresh the olive was when it was crushed. We have our oleic acid and peroxide values. And all the chemistry that's posted on Foosties has to do with the freshness. And another key important factor on selecting a fresh olive oil is know the crush date. Crush date is very important. A best by date or a harvest date really has no relation
right.
to freshness.
So it's the crush date.
Crush date.
That's the single most important thing you want to look
single
for.
Most important thing is crush date.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's right there for all to see.
You know, and then following that would be all the chemistry. And you know, each variety of olive will have a different chemistry. So it can't be a blanket chemistry for all the different varieties you have. So.
Now, Todd, when you're shooting olive oil here on Happy Hour at Alfonso's every Saturday at 4, do you like to move towards the the more rich and robust and peppery and spicy kind of oils, or do you like the more sort of light and crisp and and beautiful oils?
Well, I look at it a little bit like wine tasting. You know, you can start light and kind of go heavy from start to finish, because I think if you go too big to start with, some of the more delicate flavors you lose.
That's a great idea. So you start light, prepare your palate, and then you have these big granddaddy oils that, that's where I like to go. Tom knows. He always sees me go to that side of the spectrum.
Yes.
And he says, Matt, there's other oils than just those two. And on the balsamic side, it's all about the special aging of those balsamics.
It is. They're all aged in the traditional Solera method, which is starts out in a large barrel, probably the size of this store, and then as it evaporates, they keep moving it down into smaller and smaller wooden barrels, and they do that for a succession of anywhere from 12 to 18 years with our balsamics. So it's mixing constantly with older balsamics.
Exactly.
Right.
And you've got the traditional balsamic, which is 18-year,
mm-hmm.
Which is, let me just say, that's my favorite.
Right.
The classicist. But you also have 30 balsamics here representing all kinds of different infusions. Jeez. You've got give us an example of some of the top sellers here.
Cranberry pear is a very top seller. Sicilian lemon. We have a lemongrass mint now. Mm. We have an oregano if you want something that's a little savory. The blackberry ginger, the pomegranate's very popular.
Beautiful.
And the reason I have so many is because people ask us, I bring it in, and then it continues to sell.
Right.
So we keep growing our inventory.
So do you remember the steak Russell?
Yes.
The steak Russell is made with what kind of balsamic?
Espresso.
Espresso balsamic, marinated in espresso, and then rolled in coffee and put on the sear zone.
You didn't believe me.
And it was all Tom's fault, Todd Case. I said, there's no way this is going to be edible. He says, trust me. And when Tom Alfonso says, trust me, fellow foodies, trust him. He knows about putting balsamic and bourbon, for crying out loud.
That's
You're not going to go wrong on a steak.
No.
I was so overtaken and overcome by that the way that steak turned out, I actually took pictures of it and put it out on my Facebook page.
I seen that after that. But it is. And it adds that nice flavor to it. And it's very simple, correct?
Yeah, it was very, very,
very
simple.
Simple.
But the tastes were just the beautiful profiles of the coffee coming through on both the ground coffee as well as the balsamic.
Right.
You mentioned ultra premium. I mean,
yes.
That seems like that's what's the word for it's a I can't remember what the word is, but ultra premium is like a statement of power.
It is, and it's a standard of our olive oils. It's there's about 5 different standards out there for olive oils: International Olive Oil Council, Australian Olive Oil Council, and out of those 5 standards, we've have this ultra premium standard, which basically comes down to it's the highest standard in the world for olive oil.
Mm.
And these standards are the chemistry standards. Not only the chemistry has to be met, so the standards are higher than any other standard out there. It's also the organoleptic, which is the sensory, which is what I got certified for.
That's right.
So fruitiness, bitterness, and pungency. And to be an extra virgin olive oil, it has to have fruitiness. It can't have any defects, okay? So that's where the organoleptic comes in. But the standards, for example, a minimum of a polyphenol has to be met. Polyphenols are the antioxidants that are in olive oils.
Oh.
A minimum of the peroxide value. So our standard is higher than any other standard out there.
And this is the kind of experience that you get when you walk into Alfonso, because what Tom just shared with us is what he shares with everybody, because it matters, as Tanner Fry was saying. These things matter. They make a difference. And if you take, as Mike Tyree did when we first brought him into the store, if you take some of Alfonso's oil and balsamics home and you put them up against the stuff that's in your pantry now.
Right.
Of course, I can't imagine that anyone that listens to this show has any stuff in their pantry.
Probably not.
They've already
more.
Changed their oil.
Yes.
All it takes is one test drive, and you're a convert.
It is. It is. And, you know, people will – I challenge people. I tell them, bring their stuff in, and let's taste it. Bring it in an original bottle, and we'll do a taste test. And I've had quite a few people bring it in, and they ask me to throw their stuff out for them.
We're going to do a little taste test here just to put those words to the case, but we also want to make sure that all of our fans know that coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to do a little trivia question, and the first person to call in to the studio with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to experience Alfonso and Blue for yourself. This is a wonderful invitation, so be patient, sort of sit back and listen to us do our tasting, and then as Todd Case's mouth waters, your mouth will water as well. And we wish you all the best of luck in getting in first with the right answer. So, Tana Fryer, you brought over some cheeses for us to try.
We did. We brought over cheeses and olive oil.
Now, shall we prepare our palates for the moment, Tom? Is this a good time to shall we do a quickie
yeah,
on
so
the olive
this,
oil?
Yeah, so this first olive oil we're going to taste is a new one from this harvest, California Arbequina. It's a medium intensity, what we consider medium intensity. Polyphenols on this are about 213, which are the antioxidants. So you want to place that in your hand like that.
Okay, so we've got little tasting cups,
and that's to release the notes.
Yeah. So we're running. We're placing the cup of the oil in our warm palms.
Correct.
And we're rotating gently back from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
And now you want to smell that oil.
Okay, now we're going to bring that up.
So this smell that green.
That's just
notes of almond, artichoke, and avocado.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
From the lips of a certified olive oil taster, you're absolutely right. I'm getting the olive.
Definitely getting the avocado, too.
And then when you drink it, you want to slurp it.
Slurp it.
And that's to get it all over your palate. So you're going to get a little bit of bitterness, a little bit of pepper. Not much.
Yeah, the pepper is, and it's exactly right. Not as big as the bold oils.
Right.
But at a beautiful spice just at the back.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're ready. That's what olive oil tastes like, Doug.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
That's real olive oil.
Okay,
that's fresh.
Tyler, where are we going?
All right, we're
going
to start with Prairie Breeze. It's a beautiful cheddar from Milton Creamery in Milton, Iowa. The cheesemaker here was 16 when he created this cheese.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Little cheese savant there.
I'll say.
At 17, when he turned 17, so a year in, it was winning blue ribbons. It's a great example of a Midwest cheddar. We're going to taste that with the, I'm going to let...
Koroniki. So that's our Greek varietal. It is from Chile.
Okay, so that's this one right here.
Yeah,
so
we're just going to have you
this is the Prairie Breeze?
Take the cheese, the Prairie Breeze,
okay.
And we're just going to let you dip it in there because pouring it, you know, you can end up getting a little more than you need.
All right, so you see me at work then. And see, I'm already beginning to make a fool of myself.
Double dipping.
Here.
That's okay.
All right. We're all right with that.
Okay,
here,
so this is
here at the homie Alfonso.
Yeah. At the dining room table at Alfonso. So we've got this beautiful Prairie Breeze. Did you say it's a white cheddar? It's a white cheddar. And it's paired up with this wonderful Greek Koroniki olive oil. What makes this cheese and this oil so perfect together?
You know, the fruitiness on the cheese just works really nice with this olive oil.
There's a little cheese, isn't there?
And the olive oil itself is a little fruity. Mm. So you're getting some fruity notes from the olive oil.
The complement is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it's a third flavor that's coming together with the two individual flavors.
Right.
Well, and that's when you pair things, that's the ideal, is when you end up with more, you know, when 1 + 1 = 3.
Right. That's what's happening
right now.
And the new math.
So to take this... Take this olive oil, brush it on a really nice piece of artisanal bread, put that cheese on there, and make yourself up a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yes, please. How quickly can we get the flat top in here, Tom?
I was just going to say that you don't need the bread or the toast with this. Between the cheese and the olive oil, feels like you got the cracker there.
We're dipping and dunking all the while.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. What a thoughtful pairing.
Yeah.
Prairie Breeze cheddar and the Koroniki olive oil. That's beautiful.
And we're going to go on to another cheddar, which is going to be kind of fun because the Prairie Breeze is that really traditional Midwest black cheddar. The next one we're going to go to is, it's the Cabot cloth bound. So now this is an English style cheddar from Vermont. Cabot is a cooperative of about 1,000 dairies. But for this particular cheese, they single source it from one of the dairies. Out of that 1,000, it's the same dairy every year.
Interesting, huh?
They wrap it in a cheesecloth, coat that cheesecloth with olive oil. 2 days later, they send it off to the sellers at Jasper Hill, which is one of the few places in the U.S. that actually specializes in affinage, which is a snobby French word for cheese aging. and then they take care of it for the next year, rotating that, tasting it, making sure that it's aging properly. And then after about a year, that's released for our eating pleasure.
And which one are we doing?
And
right,
we're doing that with the Picholine. Is that
Picholine? Yes.
And is that this cheese right here, Tanner?
That's
this,
that cheese.
This is the cheese
is the
cloth wrapped in the Picholine. And Tom, talk about this oil. We've got about another minute.
Picholine is from Australia. It's real fruity, real green olive taste. It's really a spicy oil, and it's got slight bitterness. And again, the polyphenols on this is a 455.
Oh my gosh!
So this is a pretty potent olive.
It's a very potent olive. See, that's
and it's
that's
a bigger
good.
And it's a bigger cheddar. In the flavor profile,
it's got
a little bit of earthiness in that. Because of that bandage wrap, it's going to be a little bit more grounded, not so fruit forward.
And that's what's bringing that earthiness to the cheese, is that bandage approach?
Yeah, because if you think about something that actually gets a little bit of air as it ages, it's gonna take on some of those wonderful characteristics of the cave aging.
We are getting this Blue and Alfonso experience like none other right here, and all of our listeners are going to want to know, what is it going to take for them to come in here and experience this wonderful experience for themselves? We're going to continue our tasting, but Tom, you've got a trivia question to ask our listeners, and the first person that calls in is going to get a gift card. Now, we want to remind everybody, if you've won in the last 30 days, please give other folks a chance to win. So what's the trivia question?
What is one of the most important part of information to look for when you're selecting a fresh olive oil?
Great question. So when you're selecting a fresh olive oil, what is the one thing among the most important things you want to look for and know about that oil?
Correct.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. Good luck, and we'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from one of the best places to go on a Saturday at 4 o'clock. In fact, one of the best places to go ever at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell, deep in the heart of St. Philip's Plaza. And I'm here with my celebrity co-host, Dr. Todd Case, learning a thing or two about cheese today.
I feel like I'm getting the Grand Cru experience of olive oil and cheese.
Well, someone write that down.
Yes,
Tom Alfonso, and credit Dr. Todd Case for that.
I will.
Cosmetic Surgery and Skincare. Anyway, thank you to you, Tom Alfonso, and your lovely wife, Nancy, and Tana Fryer for really putting out this bounty of goodness for us to try. We've tried some lovely cheeses and some lovely olive oils. We're going to continue our tasting, but we've got a full board of listeners that think they know the answer to the question. Either they listen to the show or they are olive oil sophisticates in their own right.
That could be. That could be.
Anyway, the question is, what is the most important thing, or what's the big thing that you're looking for when you are shopping and selecting a high-quality, gourmet, fresh, extra virgin olive oil?
Correct.
What's the one thing that we're looking for? And we're going to go to line one and say hi to Bill. Bill, what's the answer?
How much acid it has?
How much acid it has, Tom?
That could be, but that's not the correct answer.
Oh, Bill. I'm so sorry, Bill. Anyway, Bill, you can hang up and try again if you'd like, but that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win an Alfonso and Blue gift card to experience Tana and Tom for yourself. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Chris. Chris, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I really want to give this gift card to you, Chris. What's that one thing we're looking for when we're choosing the best olive oil?
You're looking for the crush date.
The crush date,
you
she
got
says.
It.
Is that
Yay,
it?
We got to win it.
Congratulations, yeah. Chris. I don't know if you've been to Alfonso's before, Chris, but you are in for a treat if you have or haven't, because Tom Alfonso is going to personally treat you to an experience the likes of which I can almost guarantee you've never had, and I'm excited for your experience. Chris, did you listen to the show, or is it something you knew in your vast olive oil academic experiences?
I listen to the show, and I'll be happy to drive from Green Valley to go to Alfonso's.
Oh my goodness.
Great. Okay. One of our Green Valley customers.
We have a Green Valley listener who is going to come up.
Nice.
Okay, Chris, thank you so much for listening. Congratulations. Now, don't leave because Cindy back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card out in the mail.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
So she nailed it.
Nice.
Now you and Nancy have to open up a store in Green Valley.
Yeah, that'll be up to
Well, you know,
what does Nancy have to say about that?
We're going to be opening up that new blue location in the Mercado San Agustin where we'll have some of these wonderful olive oil and balsamic. So, you know, if they just come cruise on up the 10.
Perfect.
So
when are you opening up the blue store at Mercado?
It looks like the end of the month.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when that was just this vision of yours, and it's manifest in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Mercado, end of the line for the modern streetcar.
Exactly.
Ryan Clark is down there with Augustine Kitchen, just making a whole lot of noise down there. Great place to be. Again, location, location, location.
Right.
So anyway, well, Cindy is in for a big treat.
Yeah, and we'll have that downtown presence for our Green Valley customers.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Remember the Green Valley grin?
I heard about that. Yeah, I do.
Chris,
I don't want to date myself.
Whether she knows it or not. Anyway, where shall we go? We've had a couple of cheddars now. Where shall we go for our next
pairing? So we did two cheddars, and both of those are cow's milk. What we're going to go into now is an aged goat cheese with a specialty oil. We're going to do this butternut squash seed oil.
Wow. This comes from upstate New York.
A butternut squash seed oil.
They actually crush the seeds of the butternut squash.
Oh, my gosh. And we're doing this with
the aged goat cheese. This is Midnight Moon from Cypress Grove. Cypress Grove is in California.
Great producer.
They really put goat cheese on the map here in the U.S. But this particular cheese is actually made in Holland.
Am I right?
For them.
Or am I right?
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That is just, that's one of my favorite pairings.
That is spectacular.
When we did this, when we originally made this pairing, we were thinking about the fall and a butternut squash soup with a little bit of this cheese grated on top and then drizzled with the squash seed oil.
See, Todd's already, you know, the wheels are turning. He's already thinking about the menu for next weekend
and how that oil is going to be incorporated.
That's
really
that
nice also on roasted vegetables.
Beautiful.
The squash seed oil on roasted vegetables.
Yeah, and you can grate this cheese on that as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Just beautiful. Yeah. And you can buy the different sizes of the oils as well.
Yeah, we have three different sizes, a 200 milliliter, a 375 milliliter, and a 750 milliliter.
I'm a 750 guy.
You know, it's funny. A lot of our customers are moving up to the 750.
I came in here just once just to make sure Tom was awake, and I asked him for a 750 of the truffle oil.
Right.
He says, okay, it's going to last you, you know, olive oils aren't supposed to last 20 years, but it's probably going to last you.
That's right.
Speaking of aging, what's a good sort of threshold? You buy a bottle of olive oil, how long is it good for at home if you're keeping it in sort of
ours, we recommend you use it within a year.
Within a year.
Now, that's our olive oil. Because it's fresh. Once we bottle it here for you, it's fresh, so you're going to get a good year.
I think the 750 lasts about a week and a half at my house.
Exactly.
Using it on everything.
So we got time for another one or two tastings. Where shall we go from here,
Tana Fry? Let's do it, because this is a wonderful water buffalo cheese aged on hay, which is why you have this really kind of funky rind. Water buffalo from Italy, and we are pairing that one with the mushroom sage.
Oh, my gosh.
So water buffalo, mushroom sage is... Yeah, right there.
Okay, mushroom. With the water buffalo cheese that is aged.
Yeah, so water buffalo is traditionally used for mozzarella, so that's where you're familiar with that.
Mm.
You have this really great...
creaminess.
Super creaminess. Mm. The fat content in water buffalo milk is higher than cow's milk, so you just get that beautiful texture. It's almost like fudge, the texture.
So exactly. There. It's like fudge.
Yeah.
With the beautiful notes of that mushroom and that sage coming through. Okay, Tana Fryer,
speed through these.
Well, we only have 45 seconds, but anyway.
All right, well, should we do the chocolate then?
Okay, we're going to do the chocolate as we say goodbye. Tom Alfonso, thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
AlfonsoOliveOil.com. Tana Fryer from Blue, BlueArizona.com.
Absolutely.
Come see him at St. Philip's Plaza. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, OnTheMenuLive.com, next week. And as we continue our tasting, I will say in the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Todd Case reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. Let's keep going.